Spirit Warnings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Hello, I'm Jen Brown, along with Bruce McGregor. Matt, welcome along with us. And we have in-studio guests Tom Dahl and Cora Thielen, and they are with CEC. It is Christians Encounter Christ, or you can just call them CECers for short. CECers for short. We have all the buttons pushed. We have everybody.
I believe we are thoroughly engaged.
Okay, there are some upcoming CEC weekends that we would like to talk about, and we want to make sure that people know and are invited to these CEC weekends. We'll give those weekend information out, and then I think we're going to kind of establish what is Christians Encounter Christ. So, Tom, when's the upcoming CEC weekend, men's weekend and women's weekend?
The upcoming men's weekend is November 13th through the 15th. It's Friday through Sunday. And the women's is November 20th through 22nd, Friday through Sunday.
Yeah. Well, Tom, let's start out right away by the fact that I know my wife and I made our weekend, I think in 1990 or 91, and the men go first.
Yes, they do.
Why is that?
Well, that's always a speculation of some of the women kind of worry about. But actually, the men are the head of the family, traditionally. Mm-hmm. And so that's one reason we go first. And there's another story about that women can't keep a secret. No, I'll leave it at that.
Aha. So what is Christians Encounter Christ, Cora?
Basically, it's an opportunity for every Catholic.
Her mic's not on.
We got a problem there.
Testing, one, two, three, okay. It's an opportunity for every Catholic or Christian to simply to ignite your faith wherever you are. It's called CEC for short, as you said. It's a lay Catholic movement guided by the Holy Spirit, as KBSS is, within the Archdiocese of Omaha. Like the name implies, it's a personal encounter with Christ over a 2.5-day weekend, beginning on a Friday evening and ending on a Sunday night. CEC weekends have been ongoing in the Omaha area for over 30 years, and it's a chance to really renew your Catholic faith in a joy-filled way. There's priests and laity that participate. There's talks, discussions, songs. We celebrate Mass. And I know, Bruce, actually, KBSS was started by a group of men and women who made a CEC weekend along with the late Monsignor Peter Dunn. Mm-hmm. And so we jointly believe in the power of the Holy Spirit and what can happen on a weekend.
And there's a lot of catechism involved?
It is based on the Catholic Catechism. And if you recall from your early days of learning the Catholic faith, we attempt and we strive to know God, love God, and serve God better.
Yeah. So, Tom, maybe without giving away the entire thing, what happens on a weekend? What are people going to experience?
Well, on the weekend, you'll join others in song, prayer, and discussion. The discussion is centered on 11 talks by the priests and clergy, laity and clergy, which help you know, to love, and serve God, as Cora just mentioned. The talks present the theme of God's grace in you, how this grace becomes more alive in Christian community, and how to share this grace with others. There is also a daily celebration of Mass. It's not a quiet retreat experience, but a lively, joyous, spirit-filled opportunity for you to allow Jesus to work in your life. You can see and experience Him as He lives around you. And learn practices and methods of perseverance to keep Him in your life and bring Him to others through your Christian leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the post-weekend is a very, very important thing, Cora, so maybe touch a little bit on what happens after that weekend, because, you know, I know from personal experience, boy, you get your cup filled to overflowing on this particular weekend. You want to go out and change the world. And
absolutely. Yep. There is so many fruits and blessings of the weekend that come out of each and every CEC weekend. Once you make a weekend, you're really strengthened there by the Holy Spirit. And with other like-minded Christians, you just have a really strong desire and an internal fire to keep that journey of faith going and want to share it with others. CEC has, like Tom said, has proven methods that help us persevere and keep that journey going. We have regular small prayer groups that gather on a weekly basis, men group with men, women with women, and it really helps us be accountable to one another and grow in our faith. And then we have a larger group of gatherings with the CEC community called Avantes. CEC is really a springboard for many to get involved and active, not only in CEC, but in their own parishes and other discipleship offerings. Basically, a lot of people come out of there. They get active in their parish. They become EMHCs, lectors. Many men have gone on to become deacons, and you just want to share your faith with others and share your knowledge of Christ.
There are some things that we want individuals to know about the CEC weekend. Do I need to be invited to a CEC weekend?
Yes, Jen, you do. We have sponsorship, and what the weekend, a 2.5-day weekend is, is at the Omaha Archdiocese Retreat and Conference Center at 60th and Military, and we do it 2 times a year, fall and in the spring. There is a cost to the weekend, which includes lodging, meals, and the entire weekend. The cost is $80. We already mentioned the dates, but there's also another date this spring, if we can't make the fall weekends. Men's weekend is going to be March 11th through 13th, and women's April 1st to the 3rd. CEC is a Catholic weekend open to all persons of faith, and the only requirement is that you're a Christian who wishes to strengthen your spiritual life. It's open to married, single, divorced, and widowed individuals. The format on the weekend is such that if you're married, the husbands are asked to attend the weekend, followed by their wives.
And, Cora, how do we get folks interested in signing up? I know that in the past, I might be talking to this, with Jen, and it's like, Jen, I think you'd be a great candidate for a weekend. You know, how do we go about this?
You basically need to pray about it. Mm-hmm. Pray about it that it's the right time for that person. Anybody that has made a CEC weekend can sponsor another person to make a weekend. So that's the only requirement. If you know somebody that's made a CEC weekend, ask them if they will sponsor you, and in many cases they will. There are people in your parishes that have made CEC weekends, so you could go to the parish pastor and ask him if somebody would sponsor them. We also have listed information about CEC, Christians Encounter Christ, on the KVSS event calendar. It's also on the Omaha Archdiocesan calendar. Both Tom and my names are on there. You're welcome to call us, and we'll help you find a sponsor as well.
So archomaha.org, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Archomaha.org is where you can find out more information.
Correct.
And you said that you could get a hold of you or get a hold of Tom and ask any types of questions. And so what Bruce and I are going to do is we're going to ask you some real specific questions about what the CEC weekend means to you. Tom, I think maybe we'll start with you.
Well, I consider myself a good and faithful Catholic before I made the weekend, going to Sunday Mass, going to confession at least once a year, and occasionally going to Mass during the week. But I think back and now when I was really just going through the motions. The weekend taught me how to do a lot more. It opened my eyes to the abundance of God's grace. Now I know what I was missing. After the weekend, I started challenging myself to move closer to God and to getting to know His Son a little better. St. Peter asked Jesus, how do we know the way? And, of course, Jesus' answer says, I am the way, the truth, and life. And I think the weekend gave me the way. At least it made it clear to me that I had to know Jesus better to know the way. The weekend initiated a change in my daily life. And kind of kickstarted me to move closer to God. The weekend talks provided me with a number of tools to use the rest of my life to keep me focused on the end. I know I made my weekend in 1999, and my life and my family's life changed for the better. It wasn't about me and what I could do, but what the Lord wanted me to do. I just had to get me out of the way and so I could listen to the Lord. And if it wasn't for the weekend, I might still be on a merry-go-round, doing the same things, never changing and never growing in my faith. I frequently look back and see that change. It's a powerful weekend. It gave me ways to evangelize in evangelization and conversion ever going. We never stop converting. We just keep moving closer to God. And we need to let others know about the weekend and bring others to Christ. That's why we are on KVSS Spirit Radio today. So CECers, don't procrastinate. Get out there, talk to someone, make the weekend.
Powerful stuff for Tom. Yeah.
How about you, Cora? What did the weekend mean for you?
Well, I just want to say, wow. Yeah. Who doesn't want that?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want that? For me, I made my week, my CC weekend 22 years ago in 1992. I still remember April 9th, 10th, and 11th. For me, it was a reborn again experience of my Catholic faith. And that's something you don't hear Catholics talk about, being being reborn again. You hear Protestants and other faiths talk about that. But for me, it was a reborn again experience. Jesus came from my, went from my head to my heart. And that's as simply as I can put it. And I feel like I fell in love with him in a new and a personal way that weekend. And it just keeps getting better for me.
Excellent.
How about you, Bruce?
We got fed spiritually, physically, and emotionally, you know, everything. Just, you know, the mixture of having the priests there particularly was important. We'd hear some great talks from them, things to challenge us in our family life, to challenge us as men, to challenge us as husbands, to challenge us as fathers, you know, to challenge us, you know, how to act in the workplace and everything else, and how to remain accountable to Christ once that weekend is done. You know, those are some of the great fruits, you know, are getting together, you know, with groups of other men and just continuing to to talk about things. You know, because it's easy to hit a weekend like that and go, well, that was fun.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, sayonara.
Yeah.
The beauty of the CEC weekend is that it has things in place for you to continue to go and grow every week by getting together with like-minded men.
Accountability. I mean, 16 years ago, Tom, 22 years ago, I think I'm about right in those numbers. I mean, that's some, those are some weekends that said, I'm going to continue to flourish and want this thing to go on and on. I'm going to be a PR person for CEC and continue to have people want to have what I just got.
Yeah, it'll be a very deep encounter with Jesus. We talk about encountering Jesus here on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
CEC weekends do that in ways that you just can't even imagine. It's a lot of great little twists and turns. You've got wonderful people praying for you the entire time you're up there. And like I said, food.
Absolutely.
ArchOmaha.org is where you can get information. You can call Tom. You can call Cora. Ask them any type of information. Ask them any question that you have. They'll give you the information because it can be scary, I'm sure, for folks stepping into this. So they will ask you. They will kindly and gently answer your questions.
Mm-hmm. Tom and Cora, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Again, the weekend, men's weekend, Friday, November 13th to Sunday, the 15th. The women's weekend, November 20th to Sunday, November 22nd. And, yeah, personally encourage anyone to take up that challenge and attend the weekend. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.